Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for this Infor Education podcast. My name is Christopher Edmondson from the Education Marketing Team, and today we're going to talk about FactoryTrack and how it relates to Infor M3. With us today, we have Patrick Schoberg from the FactoryTrack team. Patrick, could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at Infor?
Yeah, so I'm the leader or director, senior director for the food and beverage industry. So that's kind of my main role, food and beverage and chemicals and process industries. So it means I'm owning the cloud suite food and beverage. And I also own a number of modules inside M3. I have FactoryTrack for M3 specifically, graphical tracker of M3 planning products. So I'm in the product management organization. I have a long history with M3. Been with M3 for 30 years almost, mainly in manufacturing and food and beverage industries, and been leading various types of products for years. I used to be the product manager for the old warehouse building, and then I left it to a colleague for a couple of years, and now I'm back since about 1.5 years with FactoryTrack. I think it's one of the most rewarding products. It's very challenging, but it's one of the most rewarding products because we can develop new capabilities very quickly. It's a smaller team. It's kind of still a product that is kind of contained, and we can deliver actually new capabilities every month. So that's rewarding. We have a lot of demands, but we can show progress and deliver news continuously to the customers. And when you fail, you really hear it. When it's a success, yes, sometimes you hear it, but you can see that it brings a huge value once you have it up and running properly.
We also have a couple other members from the education team here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Jordi Kaufmann, and I'm the education program manager for Infor M3, for all the M3 products. And I'm responsible for the M3 curriculum and for the strategy for enabling our customers, partners, and consultants.
I'm Claudia Pasquet, and I am in the education marketing team, and I am responsible for the promotion and the communication of all of our education products and our education events such as TechEd.
So Patrick, maybe you can give us a little bit of history and background on FactoryTrack to get started.
We've been in kind of this domain of having mobile logistical solutions for M3 for quite a while now. We actually bought a partner solution from Australia in the early 2000s called M3 Warehouse Mobility, and that's been evolving for many, many years now. But eventually we kind of moved in, and this whole domain, which has to do with mobile solutions for scanning, capturing data in a warehouse or in a production plant, has kind of turned around and switched a lot during just the last couple of years. And it really has to do with the hardware platforms, I would say. Mm-hmm. If you go back in the earlier days, Microsoft was completely dominant. They were providing something called Windows Mobile, which was the default standard platform for mobile applications, I would say, during the 2000s. But that has switched. And for a couple of years, we've been moving into our types of devices and different operating systems like iOS, Android, and other kinds of mobile. But it hasn't really been clear which path to take until, I would say, the last few years, when it became very clear that Android is the path going forward. So if we look at all our cell phones, they are either Android or they are iOS. And to be honest, iOS is a nice mobile phone, but it doesn't really have the proper capabilities when you want to go for logistical systems, or at least it's lacking some UI capabilities. It has a kind of proprietary behavior, which is hard to tailor. So many of the solutions in this industry for mobile data capture has moved towards Android. So we made the decision fairly recently to develop a solution which is based it's a browser-based solution, HTML5, but it runs typically both on Android and on Windows, but I would say the dominant platform is Android and some Windows 10 type of platforms. So we are on the kind of latest, greatest, and most widely spread platform across the globe, and it also means there's a lot of new devices coming up. So the device market is so dynamic now, and you can get so many different types of devices in terms of tablets and mobile phones, which opens up new possibilities for how you deploy and how you implement these solutions. So typically we go down that path of I would say most often recommend Android as a platform. So we've been on this platform now, and it's been available for a bit more than 2 years. So it's still a very young, fresh solution.
Patrick, before we go deeper, maybe we can take a step back and get a bit more of a high-level overview. What does FactoryTrack do?
Yeah, so what does it do? What does the application do? It is, I would say the keyword is warehouse mobility. So it's really automating the data capture of your warehousing logistical transactions, all the way from the manufacturing plant, inside the manufacturing plant, and in your warehouse. And typically, if you look at the supply chain, it captures data all the way from receiving goods from your supplier, raw materials, ingredients, packaging materials from your suppliers, all the way into storing those components in your warehouse, consuming, moving, stock counting, consuming your components and your items and materials in production, reporting what happens in your production plants in terms of issuing and producing new products, even reporting time consumed inside the production plant, and also then tracking what happens with your items that you typically have produced all the way until you ship it to your customer. So it's everything that has to do with moving goods around inside your supply chain.
So, for example, you mentioned receiving goods. You might get a bunch of parts from a supplier, and you want to scan those with a mobile device to record receiving them, for example.
So typically the keyword here is data, securing the data capture. That's one of the keywords. So one of the challenges historically is to be able to capture enough data and timely. So if we go back prior to these more implementing a mobile device, I receive the goods on a piece of paper. It stays there and it goes into the admin office, and it gets registered into your warehousing system or your ERP system. What we're trying to do now is to take away all that lag, the time lag between the physical event to capturing the data. We're capturing the data at site, at the event, immediately, which means, and we typically use techniques that secure accuracy in terms of data. So scanning is kind of a keyword. Making sure that you have labeled your goods accurately, your supplier have labeled the goods with barcodes, with item numbers, supplier numbers, lot numbers, and so forth, so we can accurately capture the data, get it into our system, and by capturing the accurate data in the beginning of the process, and keep track of that data step by step, as it converts through the supply chain, and register the different issues to manufacturing orders using barcodes, registering what goes out of production, capturing the lot numbers, the expiry dates, and different types of data. We kind of secure also something that is critical today in many industries, which means traceability. We can trace what happens, and a key to provide traceability and safety across the supply chain is the capability to capture data, on a very granular level and timely. And that is not only for food. It's chemicals. We any product today, we have customers producing roof racks, and they want to keep track of that the products are safe. If I'm producing a car today, I need to keep track of every single part that went into that final product to be able to go backwards and explain or see if something was wrong with a certain component from a certain supplier. I need to quickly be able to resolve those kind of issues. And the key to that whole safety in the supply chain is proper data capture.
Okay, I see you mentioned a roof rack for a car. Maybe something breaks on it, and you can look at the part that failed and trace back to who the supplier for the part was, right?
So the whole foundation and the whole drive behind automating the warehouse and automating the data capture is safety, and it's also accuracy in terms of being able to measure your performance, to measure your costs versus and your margins. Because you can, historically, you just kind of looked at your inventory in the beginning of the day and the end of the day, or maybe beginning of the week, end of the week, and I could see how much was consumed, and I just spread it across everything that happened during that week. So I kind of had very rough idea about which production lines were profitable, which products were profitable, and so forth. By driving the accuracy in terms of data capture and reporting my consumption of resources against the proper products and so forth, I can kind of drive my precision in following up on I would say profitability and costs in my supply chain. So that's also another driver behind automating data capture. The third one is to, of course, secure better customer service levels. Mm-hmm. We had one customer in Australia, which is a number of years back, but it's still as valid. They didn't really kind of have that as one of the major targets, but they did have returns and problems in deliveries. So they shipped the wrong products, and they had returns going back and replaced that delivery. Mainly because they did pick the wrong stuff. And the way to avoid those kind of mistakes is to secure, whenever you pick something to a customer, you really have to scan it and confirm that I'm putting the right part, the right item with the right quality and the right expiry date into the box which is sent to that customer. And the only way to achieve accuracy is to secure safeguard that I need to confirm that I'm actually handling the right goods. And again, you can't do that properly without automating the data capture. Which means these kind of devices like the factor track, which is online with the ERP and the business logic in M3, that contains, we are always validating the accuracy, the validity of data. So we can always validate directly when I scan a lot or a barcode that this item or lot is valid for this customer or this customer order. It has the proper expiry dates. We have all of these business rules built into the application, which kind of helps us drive a lot of quality and improve a lot of quality and accuracy and thereby also deliver and provide better service levels to customers. It's really a no-brainer. We don't really need to sell this product nowadays because once they learn and understand what it is, it kind of sells itself. We just have to convince them that it's good enough and that it does the job good enough.
Maybe.
But the value is so strong today.
Maybe talking about learning the product, are there any good resources already available where customers can learn about Factory Track?
And that's probably why we are now introducing it to TechEd, to be honest, because we haven't had any good education sessions. It's mainly our services organization that has been providing any kind of direct training to customers. So I think this is one of the first steps, formalizing training.
How long has Factory Track been around?
It's been available in the market for 2.5 years.
And do we have any other customers who we can mention who are using it?
Yes, we have quite a lot of customers. I don't know which ones are kind of the official references. We have Midsona in Sweden. We have A. Schulman in the US. We have a good number, Nutreco in Spain. We have a fairly good number of customers live now.
Can Factory Track be used for other purposes than just tracking inventory or moving inventory? And I'm thinking at entering times for, let's say, for manufacturing.
Yeah, so like you said, 99% has to do with making stock transactions. stock counts, receipt, move inside the warehouse, move between warehouses, issuing material to a manufacturing order, receiving goods into warehouse from a manufacturing order, picking and packing and so forth. Then we have, like you said, we have reporting of operations, which means we can report labor time and the process time. So it's really the time of the machines in the production site. So that's what we do against the manufacturing orders.
Okay.
We will probably moving forward add the capability to report quality inspection test results. We're not there yet, but that's on the roadmap as well.
What else is on the roadmap for FactoryTech? I guess it will be a platform where you will put a lot of work and a lot of effort in it now. Is there anything else on the roadmap for the next couple of years? Or
It's a fairly intense roadmap. We've kind of done, like, let's say, the 90% of the major scope. Now it's going into the corners to support these more specific processes. Like we have something we will release pretty soon, something we call scan to count. Very specific. It has to do with, it comes from the fashion industry. So imagine you're picking a case. I'm going to ship a case of shoes to a retail store. Mm-hmm. And they are ordering five different styles of Adidas shoes in different sizes. Mm-hmm. And what they do, they actually pick and pack that manually, box by box, shoe box by shoe box. And they are kind of obliged to scan every single box in order to secure they are picking the proper size and the proper style. So if I need 10 boxes of this style and size, I need to scan 10 times. Mm-hmm. And normally in most systems, that's kind of a little bit tedious. They go back and forth. So now we're developing a very high-speed process so they can do very quick scans, and it takes like half a second for each box, bang, 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 and it automatically accumulates the numbers and tells you now you've counted 10 boxes and you're done and you can continue to the next one. So now what's happening is really to squeeze out the efficiency and support very unique processes for our industries. So fashion industries, quick scan to count, high volume. For food, we are moving into a concept called sublot management, which we will develop in the next 6 to 12 months, which has to do with typically handle boxes of meat or cheese, in a high volume environment, very specific for food. So we're moving towards this kind of very tailored and specific use cases that makes the solution unique.
No, I was just wondering if you can say that there are specific industries or customers or company types where FactoryTech would not be a fit for or would not help. Like, can you specialize that a little bit, or is it a very broad?
I would say for anyone of the food companies, the M3 companies who are in make, move, maintain, which means that I would say they all can benefit from FactoryTech. Mm-hmm. So it is something, it is a solution that really applies to all M3 customers.
Patrick, what is then the difference with the mobile field service?
Mobile field service is specifically for, well, I would say field, and it can both be in-house, but also very much field engineering. So if I'm an engineer, I'm going to, we have customers who are in the equipment industries. So they go and service big engines, or they go and service a copy machine, or they go to an oil plant and service certain pumps and machines at that customer. So they have tasks. So they have a list of work orders or tasks they need to perform, and they go off site and perform those activities. They do repair jobs. We report the time they spent at that customer. They report the different spare parts they might have used at that customer. So it's a very dedicated type of solution. performs that type of process, which is not part of warehouse mobility.
Okay.
So yes, we do have some add-on solutions that take care of those very specific type of processes. And they, in that case, the unique is that it's also very much an offline solution versus FactorTrack, which is a true online solution. FactorTrack is really, I would say today you could envision it's just a highly efficient UI to perform data capture against M3. It's really tailored for M3, and it works online against M3, mm-hmm. both in terms of retrieving data and orders and pick lists and performing stock transactions and updates. They go online, so the second you hit enter, it will update back into the ERP.
Is there a solution right now in M3 that customers who don't have FactorTrack might use right now, which would have more or less the same functionalities than FactorTrack, but of course worse? Like, is there something where you say a solution that exists right now that FactorTrack would replace?
Yeah, today we have the old solution. There are actually many. Okay. We have this is a space which is kind of a little bit not unique, but it's a, mm-hmm. it's special in terms of it's a space that is interesting, which means we have multiple partner products. So mm-hmm. partners providing similar types of capabilities and like competitive solutions that does more parts of what FactorTrack does, or does it provides it is slightly different. We have two solutions owned by Infor. We have the old M3 warehouse mobility, which we are replacing. Mm-hmm. We have a solution which is today called Merit Portal, which is a solution we acquired by actually buying a partner of ours, a services partner. Mm-hmm. The Merit Portal is still there. In the long term, the FactorTrack will be the solution going forward. And then, like I said, there are a number of competitive type of products.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
And of course, you can do it online in M3. So whatever okay. we talk about here, you can do directly inside the ERP solution. But the ERP solution is not really tailored or fit for purpose when it comes to capture data quickly. And it's more like having a piece of paper and type the information back into the ERP. While this one is completely designed. The workflows are so highly tailored to fit the way you work when you're on the shop floor or in the warehouse. We spent so much time to think about screen by screen how you navigate backwards and forwards, exactly in which sequence you put the different feeds on the screen. I've never spent as much time in my entire life than now discussing details on every single screen. Wow. That's kind of a thing that people don't think that a simple UI takes a lot of time to design, and the simplicity is not the same for me as it is for you. So what you think is simple and easy for your company will not be the same as another company.
Right.
That's the kind of a challenge. So on top of making it super simple, it has to be very, very configurable.
It sounds like the focus is on ergonomics and efficiency.
Yes, efficiencies, ergonomics are good keywords.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's say then we have a customer who visits TechAds and is then interested in FactorTrack and wants to learn more or wants to get up and running with FactorTrack. Are there already specific steps or something that this customer can do? How can a customer get up and running with FactorTrack then?
Typically when you go through this, FactorTrack is one piece in this puzzle. Mm-hmm. So you probably have to go home and look at what does actually my physical environment look like? Where can I capture the data? And once I kind of start to figure out what it needs to look like, because maybe I have a more paper-based process today. So the whole process has to change. One thing I have to do is I have to go home and see, do I have labels on my products? Do they contain barcodes in every step? Do my suppliers provide good quality barcodes? In most cases, they do not. I've been to so many customers for years, and the single most challenging piece in the process is that their suppliers, the variation in terms of what they get from the supplier in terms of labels on products is so varying. And most of them needs to actually do a lot of things in that first step in order to secure proper labeling of products, both internally and from suppliers. Proper labeling of an organization of your physical environment in terms of if you walk down an aisle in a warehouse, you typically have a lot of racks and shelves. And in order to know where stuff is, it has a name. Mm-hmm. But the name has to be both visible to be human readable, but it has to be a clear and very big kind of a barcode as well, so I can scan it. Okay. Because everything is about data capture. So I can go home and start to think about these different steps I need to prepare if I don't have an old solution which I'm intending to replace, but I need to start a little bit from scratch, then I have a number of steps that I need to prepare.
Right. Okay.
And then I need to look at, do I have Wi-Fi? Do I have a Wi-Fi in my warehouse? Can the Wi-Fi stretch and reach every corner inside my building? Mm-hmm. That is also typically a challenge, because there might be dead spots and blind spots in the warehouses, something we typically find as well. So there are a number of things that needs to be taken care of in that process, and that you need to start thinking about if you want to go down the path of implementing factor track. And maybe it also needs to you need to think about, are my employees kind of prepped for it, because maybe it's slightly different skills. In most cases, they are. The application is meant to be very easy to use, which means I don't need to have a master's degree to run it. But yes, I need to train my people who maybe didn't use anything before doing these activities.
I have a question for Jean-Luc. You mentioned we're going to have some factory track sessions at TechEd. Could you tell us a little bit about them?
It is a session about implementing and using factory track. Patrick will be delivering it, by the way.
Yep.
So he has
We will go through both the capabilities of a solution. So not just doing PowerPoints, we will actually show live what it looks like. We will provide some examples for how you actually configure and set up your processes. So we will pick some use cases and kind of try to visualize exactly, if I have this situation in my warehouse, I would like to automate this process. How do I go about and make that happen inside the application and visualize it and actually demo? We will actually demo using real devices. So we will have scanners on this session and show them what they look like, so they touch and feel these scanners and kind of try to show them how it operates.
Also, Jean-Luc, besides the sessions at TechEd, are we planning on offering any campus training courses?
Two things here. The first thing is that for the first time, I have asked to already install Factory Track on our on-premise training environment, because we don't have a Cloud Edition training environment yet. But we will start showing or explaining Factory Track, demonstrating Factory Track in the foundation courses. That's the first step. As a second step, I think we need a course for Factory Track, but to be very honest, I have no idea what such a course would look like. And this is something I will definitely need to speak with Patrick in the future.
I can imagine that the courses would be quite different since we now have these devices.
You can show physically a device and even use it, or I guess you can use it on a mobile phone, correct, Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could use your own mobile phone for doing this, or any mobile phone, but then how will the instructor get the mobile phone, etc.? It could be challenging, you know. So another way to explain it is maybe to use a little demo, a video, where someone uses the device in a warehouse, and then after that using simulations, which means that it's still on your screen, on your laptop, but like it was a device. Is that correct, Patrick?
Yeah. Yeah, we can we can emulate the device, so it's yes. We can show it on the screen and on the display inside the room.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I have a question just for the record. So this is the first time that Factory Truck will be part of TechEd, right?
Yes.
Yep. How come that this is the first time this year? Why wasn't it part of it last year, for example, already? Or how
that's
came?
Probably my mistake, Claudia.
Yeah, I think okay. Also, I think
if you don't capture the demand, you don't think at it.
Okay.
And maybe also I got the impression, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, TechEd has been like, it says tech, so maybe we saw this more in an application, but it has so many new dimensions, both mm-hmm. from a technology point of view and from an application point of view, so it does make sense to add it to this kind mm-hmm. of...
No, yeah. And also having those expert huddles last year, having had those, I've seen so many questions about Factory Truck that mm-hmm. For me it was an alert.
Okay.
It's time to really talk about it.
All right, we've been talking quite a while now. This has really been a great session. Patrick, I'd like to thank you very much for your time and sharing your knowledge with us. And to learn more about Factory Track, please join us at Infor Tech Ed December 10th through 12th in Stockholm, Sweden, or visit us at infor.com.